Hi everyone, I'm in my kitchen so it may sound a tad echoey. Just wanted to have a quick talk about TRX training. In the past I've done very traditional sports specific training, strength and conditioning mainly for rowing and judo, so lots of leg press and leg curls, squats, jerks, obviously lots of rowing, lots of lat pull down. Lots of back work for my traps and my delts on my back, and obviously lots of general CV work. But my trainer mentioned TRX training that he's just introduced to our gym. I know it's been around for a while, but hadn't really got here. So I had a go of it today, and I can see it has its purpose and its place. For me, the benefit of it is for the core, because you have two straps that are suspended from some kind of bracket, and you hold the straps. So for your core, you can do some really good things. You can do things like different sorts of planks and lunges. And so you put your ankles in the straps, and then you do your ab work. So what you're doing is you're introducing a deeper core workout, because you're having to fight against the sway of the straps. So that in itself, those tiny micro twitch reactions your muscles are doing is working the core even deeper and even harder. So for your core, I can see it working very well. Chest and biceps, you can do stuff. Ostensibly, all you're doing is you're leaning right back and putting yourself forwards for certain exercises, and you're doing almost a kind of fly as well with the straps. So for classes, it's good because you can differentiate easily by just telling people to move back so they've got more mass, so they're using more mass. So it's all about body weight. So I didn't find the chest stuff and the back stuff that effective. I'd assume for toning it would be good. If you do many, many reps for toning, it would be good. But for muscle growth and for power, I can't see it really working. It won't help your explosive power in a rowing stroke or in a judo throw. But for conditioning, for toning, it would be quite effective if you do enough reps. My main concern is a lot of these exercises depend upon a straight arm. So I can see joints being fatigued quite quickly. So, yeah, for abs, I can see it being really good for everyone. For other things, it depends on the client group, on your own training, on your own sports background, on what you want to get out of training. As I say, the bicep stuff is fairly good because, again, you're using your body weight. So you're doing a bicep curl against your own body weight, and you can put as much as little body weight into it by how far away your feet are from the centre of gravity, I guess. So it's clever, it's space saving, and it's good. But for me, the jury's still out. I'm not sure if I'll use it for my main training. I still think I need to, do lots of, 100K in each hand for my back, say, and as much as I can, all the stack with the leg press and the leg curl and leg extensions. And of course the rowing machine. I've got one here and I've got one in the gym. So, but if you're not using it for sport specific training, then it'd be fine. But let me know if you use it specifically, if you are if you do sport already, like rowing or martial arts or whatever, but let me know if you find it effective. My triceps are aching, so I suppose it is effective, but for me, it's no substitute for just hard work with weights, really. But as I say, for the core, it's got its place. So if you ever see a TRX session happening, give it a go. It's low impact, it's easy to do, it's safe, and it's fun. So let me know if you've done it or want to do it. All right, thank you very much.